This is an old story, but it's a good story, and there's still no end to it. The search for Amelia Earhart, the American aviator who disappeared in 1937 somewhere over the Pacific, along with her navigator, Fred Noonan, as they were trying to make the first flight around the world. Every few years since then, there's another discovery or a piece of possible evidence that might resolve what happened to the flyer and her plane. But the theories go unproven, and the mystery remains. Now an Amelia researcher named Rick Gillespie from a group called TIGER, the International Group for Historic Aircraft Recovery, is headed for a small Polynesian island, Nikumaroro, 1,500 miles or so northeast of Australia. He thinks there's something there. Mr. Gillespie, what have you found?
Well, in 13 years of investigation and 5 previous expeditions, we've found that someone did die on that island, died as a castaway. Their remains were found in 1940. Although we don't have the bones themselves, we've learned that the bones were probably the bones of a person very much like Amelia Earhart, white, female, Northern European descent, so forth. We found pieces of airplane wreckage on the island that seemed to be consistent with her airplane and are not consistent with World War II aircraft. There's a lot that points to that island.
But what have you found most recently? What's got you going back there now?
We have some icing on the cake from a satellite image. It's the first time we'd ever had any satellite image of the island. And it appears to show what may be, and I know there's a lot of qualifying words in there, metal debris in a location on the edge of the reef at the island, which seems to match the location of aircraft wreckage described by a former resident. So we're going back to find out, is it the Earhart disappearance or is it something else?
So if you found this plane, what would you do with it?
We will document whatever's there photographically. Whether or not we recover anything will depend on what kind of condition it's in. The last thing we want to do is damage anything. You know, the archaeologist has the first opportunity to mess something up if you make a find. So we won't do anything without carefully considering the consequences. It may be that if there's something there that is recoverable, and we have reason to believe that if we don't recover it, someone could come back and steal it once its location is known, that would, of course, influence our decision to recover.
You know, there is the question of these bones that were recovered from the island and then have gone missing. There are other artifacts that people find from time to time, but nothing ever actually seems to resolve the mystery. I wonder if it is resolvable.
Oh, I think it's resolvable. It hasn't been resolved yet, and it won't be resolved until someone finds a conclusive artifact. It's often been described as a smoking gun, or even as I think we've called it, the any idiot artifact, something you can hold up and any idiot can see that this has to be from Earhart's airplane. But that's the sort of thing it will take to put to rest a mystery of these proportions.
Do they have telephones on this island you're going to, Mr. Gillespie?
They have, well, we'll bring a satellite telephone with us.
Call us if you find something, will you?
I'll try.
Rick Gillespie is the executive director of the International Group for Historic Aircraft Recovery.